sitting back, staring idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Constitution Day, September 17th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Our founding fathers declared our independence. The document itself, Declaration of Independence, dated July 4th, 1776, putting King George on constructive written notice that you have violated our rights as Englishmen. We are holding you accountable. And because of these grievances, these repeated grievances where you have violated our rights, we are putting you on constructive notice that we are obligated as a people to declare our independence and basically go to war against you to fight for it, if necessary. You will no longer be king over us. We will be our own people, governed by ourselves. How is that going to look? We have no idea. John Hancock got up and was the first to sign it, with a big, bold signature, so large that King George would be able to see it from across the room without his spectacles. Others signed it, total of 56. Basically, standing up and putting their name on a document that would make them outlaws, fugitives against the crown. Putting their entire fortunes, their lives, their families' lives, their homes, their businesses, everything on the line to step up and to sign that document. September 17, 1787. It was then, after winning the war, that they were forced to come together and create our Constitution. It was a compromise. It wasn't perfect. They even put in the Constitution that it would be amendable. It basically took them 4 years and 3 months of arguing until December 15th of 1791, where they came up with the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to that Constitution. The first one, of course, has five components. First Amendment, freedom of speech. Yeah, it's in there. Freedom of press. Some would argue today what we post on social media is our form of press. It's our way of basically putting our opinions out there for the world to see, much like a newspaper was back in the day. Petition our government for grievances, assemble, peacefully assemble. Absolutely. And freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. Why did they make it the First Amendment? Because those five components were critical for us to be able to survive as a free people. September 17th, today, back in 1787. Thank you, thank you, thank you, our founding fathers. Today, it's you and I as defending fathers and mothers to defend what they did for us. Dr. Jeff will be on in the next segment. Text me any questions for Ask the Vet from Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of our number one here on this absolutely terrific Wednesday, September 7th. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, I lost the music studio background.
Sure. Okay.
I got to run down the hall and do something because the music just died. And I'm like, okay, I think we got dead air, but I'm not sure. Could you do me a favor? And I want to tee you up with a question and allow you to monologue a little while I go down and fix this problem.
Okay.
I want you to talk about young people and the importance of young people getting involved not only in veterinarian medicine, but farming and Second Amendment rights. Yep. I want your mission statement. You and I have talked about this many times on the show, but you really are strongly of the belief that we need to teach and expose our young people to many things.
Yes.
Can you tell people what your personal thoughts are?
Yes. Oh, certainly. You know, just like everybody always says, you know, children are our future. And actually, of course, everybody, we're going to talk about it, you know, Charlie Kirk, what happened last week. But one of his quotes I've read, because I've obviously been seeing a lot of quotes come through on him, is he also understood how important agriculture is in the United States, actually in the world, period. Because, you know, and as I've stated here before many, many times, agriculture is the most important industry in the United States, period, hands down. It beats everything else because that is the industry that is underlying everything. So I'm active, and so as far as trying to get our youth involved in it, or at least exposed to it, I would really like to see kind of one of my things I would like to do is start trying to push, especially with our elected leaders in Lansing, is to start having a requirement for having an agricultural class taught by an agricultural teacher, too.
Or maybe even a farmer.
Or a farmer, and even too, yeah. Yeah, I do notice because they've been hurting for more and more substitute teachers that they've changed the requirements. You know,
yes, they have.
Yeah. Which is not necessarily a bad thing, too. You know, people have, well, I have an education degree. Well, you know, maybe in elementary school and like that, that's good. But once you get to high school, especially college, but once you get to high school, you know, the chemistry should be taught by a chemist, okay? Somebody has a chemistry degree and maybe an education minor, not the other way around. And same thing, agriculture should be taught by somebody that's in agriculture and then picks up a few classes, just, okay, this is kind of how the education system works. Here's some ways to go about doing that.
So so basically using their real life experiences as a certification, if you will, towards a teacher's certificate, not a degree, but a teacher's certificate.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you know, just basically have the teacher's certificate. I'll give you a prime example. Right now in the clinic, we have three. You got another one coming in. Three high school students that come in and do exactly that. They come in and they're doing it through the schools. Two through Sue and one through Rudyard, or is the other way around. My wife handles a lot of that. So, I just kind of get told what's going on. I'm like, okay.
right. Yeah.
That's for the reason is to have these kids get in here, get exposed to it, find out about it. And they may find out, you know, maybe that's not going to be their gig once they get in here and see it. But at least, you know, at least if they've had it, they've been in here, they're exposed to it. And one thing that does help is to insulate them from, well, I'm going to say it, from the lies that you see on, you know, coming out of mainstream media sometimes. And, you know, as farmers, we'll look at some of these things that they say about farming and this and that. I'm like, yeah, no, that's completely how that does not work. You know,
or that's
wrong.
Yeah.
You know, or things like that. But if the average, you know, Joe Q public doesn't have some kind of base to be able to judge, you know, on the bunk meter, whether this is bunk or not.
Right.
And,
hey, Jeff, even on this point, too.
Yeah.
So many kids today think that, you know, beef and pork and eggs just magically appear in the grocery store. They have no idea how that cow was raised. from a calf,
yep,
and how it was taken to maturity,
yep,
and what, you know, it was seen by you and, yep, and other vets perhaps out there that took care of this animal. No antibiotics, no hormones, yep, whatever, yep, how it was raised. It was slaughtered. It was processed. And then, yep, a butcher put it in saran wrap and put it out there for you to buy. The kids, yeah, today don't even understand that, how that works.
No. And because they don't understand that, and because you have these animals, I'm using my air quote rights, people, that they're trying to give human rights to,
yeah, animals.
Right. And now, you know, and like I said, there's a big difference between animal welfare and animal rights. And this is a whole other thing that we can go down, because I've, you know, it winds up, we could do this another time, but anyway, it winds up supporting animal rights actually winds up hurting animals more than animal welfare. You can't treat a dog or a cow like you could treat a person, because it's not a person. It's, right, a dog, it's a cow, it's a horse, it's whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah,
doesn't mean that you need to, you know, treat them poorly.
Right.
And it just, I'm getting geared up here, because I read, and of course some of the things I see, you know, people are accusing farmers of mistreating their animals or anything, or even rodeo. Oh, wow. Cause you know, I'm into rodeo, and,
yeah,
people thinking that, oh, those animals are abused and da 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 da. And we're like, no, those animals are worth a lot of money. Here, well, let me ask, how much do you think a good bucking bull, okay, that you'll see like on the PBR or,
yeah,
the professional,
yeah,
you know, those things will sell $70,000-$80,000.
Whoa.
Half the score. Okay, so when you have a bull go out, I'll give you guys a little rodeo lesson here. So when they go out, or this is the for bulls or saddle horses or, you know, barebacks.
Yeah.
It's a 100-point scale. 50 points is on the cowboy. 50 points is on the animal. So if you get an animal that doesn't perform very well, so if the horse or the bull score is low, the cowboy score, the whole overall score will be low too. So he
gets, yep, marked down because the animal did not give him the best, yep, ride.
Yep. And sometimes if you ever been watching, because right now I think Calgary Stampede is going on right now.
Yeah.
If the animal, for whatever reason, they can get, you know, doesn't perform as well, that the judges feel that the cowboy couldn't show off his skills enough, that it will, they'll give him a re-ride. So, yeah, people say cowboys, you know, the rodeo, oh, it's cruelty to animals. I'm telling you, so I see a lot more cowboys carried out of arena than I see animals.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, bottom line.
It's cruel, it's cruelty to people is what it is. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I got a text question for Ask the Vet. Ryan up in St. Ignace, my blue tick hound is constantly itching at herself and licking her paws. Yep. I'm wondering if this is a food allergy. I tried a couple different foods, but nothing seems to be working. Sounds like possibly corn is in these foods and causing, yep, it.
Yeah. So, you know, Confucius say, dog that chew feet have allergies until proven otherwise. Okay.
Okay, got it.
Pretty much that's an allergy thing. Now, is it food? Is it inhalant? You know, pollen? Is it both? It's hard to say. Now, one way we can run blood work, there's some tests that we can do to try to tease it apart. The other way is, does this go away? Is it seasonal? Does it happen year round, or does it only happen for August? Okay.
Okay.
If it only happens seasonally, then it's probably not food, because you're feeding the same food all year long is probably a pollen or allergen or something like that. If it is happening year round, could be a food. Now, even if you still have it's an inhalant or a pollen or whatever, feeding a better diet will help support that, you know. And again, like we've talked many times about kibble and things, the five big or the four big allergens that are in food, corn, beef, wheat, and milk are the four big ones. And,
okay. Well, now what we did real quick years ago, like we done now with you talking about homemade
yep,
dog food, rice, turkey,
yep,
peas, green peas, and carrots.
Yep.
And make it up, you know, just fry up the ground turkey and then prepare your rice on the side, dump it all together, add the frozen peas and the sliced up carrots, and feed that to the animal. Cold turkey just started on that diet alone immediately without whatever you've been feeding it. Just feed it real people food and see if that helps. And if it does, then we know we caught it right there, Jeff. We got a food problem.
Yeah. Oh, and we do. You know, they tell us not to eat highly processed food. Right. And, you know, and to give you a straight example, because I think I talked a little earlier that I kind of got finally diagnosed a type 2 diabetic. And that really was a wake up call to me to start watching what I'm putting in my mouth. And so I started eating better. I started eating smarter. And I have to say, I'm within 10 pounds of my high school weight now. It's amazing that I feel better. I look better. I can think better. Wow. Holy cow. When RFK is talking about brain fog and high fructose corn syrup. Yeah. Yep. That's a thing, to the point that if I do, because actually they did screw up and I wanted a Diet Coke and they brought me regular Coke and I'm like, one Coke's not going to kill me. Ooh, yeah, well, about did. I felt like,
garbage.
Couldn't think right, was just foggy, and it's like, holy, I'm like, why are we selling this stuff?
Yeah, you know? Well, get away even from the Diet Coke. Try to get the iced tea. Iced tea is phenomenal when you're ordering a beverage at a restaurant. But bottom line is, Ryan should try that homemade food first, and then if there's a problem, maybe then bring his dog up to see you at Sioux Animal Hospital and let you do the blood work.
Yep. Now, I will put this little caveat in there real quick. A lot of times you will have a secondary infection to the allergies. If there is a secondary infection, bacterial infection, you got to get rid of that first, because until you get rid of the infection, nothing's going to work.
That's where the blood work would find it.
Yeah. So sometimes you got to get the inflammation, everything tamped down, get the fire tamped down. Then you can see what goes. So
what's going on? Excellent. Yep. Excellent. Well, I'm going to give out the phone number, Ryan. If you want it, I'll text it to your phone as well. 906-635-5910. Ryan, I'll send you the contact information, Sioux Animal Hospital, with their address and everything. If you would like, I highly recommend give Jeff a call, schedule some blood work, and let him look at the animal and see if it's bacterial. If it is, he can fix that real quick. How long does a little bit of antibiotics take?
Usually a couple weeks. We can get them turned around. You usually get them turned around within a week, 2 weeks. And then at that point, then you can tell, is the food actually working or not? So
there you go. There you go. He texted me back. He goes, thank you, trucker. He says, I'm only 25 minutes away from Jeff. So St. Ignace up there. So right up I-75, buddy. You can't miss it. So, hey, Jeff, real quick. Next week, I do want to follow up with, I believe, what you guys have put together regarding 4-H and different things with the kids. I want to talk about that next week. Also, if you guys have any questions, Dr. Jeff, Ask the Vet is always here every Wednesday from 9:15 to 9:30. So be prepared. Make sure you text me in advance, and we'll get Jeff to answer your questions.
All righty. Sounds
okay,
like fun.
Buddy. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right. We'll see you later.
On the hour news of hour number one, we'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.